Jesse, Sax Club Validation Intrigue Fantasy Addict.
Hi, Jesse.
Amongst other things. Steve, thank you for asking me to come speak and participate in my recovery. Love this man. We've been working together for 4.5 years. And I wish I could say that that one time was my one bottom line reset date. It is not. I had a couple. But I'm okay with that. I'm not easy on myself about it, but I am okay with that because this is profanity alone. This shit's hard. I found my way here, you know, after a few years in sobriety in the beverage program, which I thought was the hardest thing I would ever do. not even close. I often talk to my sponsees, you know, especially double winner sponsees, about, you know, like, it's not natural to put foreign bodies, you know, alcohol and chemicals into, you know, and change your brain chemistry through that, but sex and love is part of who we are as human beings. Mm-hmm. And we just don't know how to deal with it, like, you know, the normal people out there. And so we're kind of fighting against this evolutionary and biological norm, and it ain't easy. Thinking on my drive over, and probably a few nights prior, about what I was going to talk about, and I love the third step. Third step's one of my favorite step, always has been, the idea of turning our will and our life over to this higher power. It is kind of funny that we are told in our first year, generally not make any big decisions, you know, except deciding to turn our entire will and our entire life over to this higher power that one step before we just got in contact with. But we need to, right? I have example and example through the two programs of how just pausing and trusting that things are going to be okay has worked out. So I'll just, you know, run through those and chit-chat a bit. The reason this is on my mind, and probably the most recent situation, is just yesterday. I'm married now. Mary, actually, my wife, was a qualifier that kind of forced me into slaw after she was, like, the other woman on this relationship. Very unhealthy stuff. Didn't realize I was a sex and love addict. But actually, in that very first, when I decided I was going to tell her this whole story, that the reason we couldn't be together was I was actually in another relationship and blah, 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 was an act of the third step right then and there. It was like, all right, you know, I really care about this person. You know, I didn't think that's how it was going to go. I have to come clean. I have to be rigorously honest, as, you know, contrary action right there, as I had been for the past year and a half. And I had to trust that if we were meant to be together and it was going to work, then she'd be okay with it. Or, you know, she'd tell me to kick rocks. And I told her the whole truth. She told me to go fuck myself. And I was like, okay. But, you know, I trusted. And then a month later, she called me back and she's like, all right, let's give this a go, but maybe therapy. I was like, yeah, fair enough. And my therapist is like, you know, check out Sloth. But anyway, we've been married almost a year now, and we've been trying to have a kid for that whole time. And, you know, so she went to the doctor recently, like, all right, things aren't, you know, happening. Let's get, you know, everything looked at. I got a call yesterday that there's some abnormal cell development. And, you know, that starts the whole idea of, you know, cancer screening and checking everything out. It could be nothing. It could be the worst case scenario. She is obviously far more of a wreck than I. It's, you know, affecting her directly. But I say that she's more of a wreck because I can trust the third step. I can trust that my higher power, whatever is supposed to happen, however good or bad it's going to be, whatever is supposed to happen is going to happen. Mm. That doesn't mean I like it. I had a sponsee said painful acceptance, and that stuck with me because time and time again through my life, there's been things that have come up, good, bad, and, you know, everything in between, that, you know, I don't like. I don't want that. That's not what I expected. Hell, my wife is not the wife I expected to have. My job's not the job I expected to have. But it's what I have, and it's exactly where I'm supposed to be. And each one of those kicks, you know, both my parents passing away, my aunt who was my second, like a second mother, my child being taken away. These aren't things that I wanted. Check that off the list of everything. You know, perfect. You know, love being an orphan. That's fantastic. But it's the way it is, and I can be okay with that. Especially the child stuff. Cuckoo clock. Perfect. Very fitting. And it's just being okay with the pain now is kind of the norm, and I never thought it would be. I am definitely the type of person to run to fill in the blank to make the pain go away, even if it's for 5 minutes. You know, whether it be sex and rescuing dogs, that's a thing. We worked a lot about that in my SLUB program. Drugs, alcohol, shopping, gambling. If there is something external that can try and fill something internal, I've tried it and, that's usually the default. But it's not the default anymore today. And that's only because of the work done in this program and rigorously working these steps and really learning about who I am. My favorite step or exercise I've done with Steve, and I'm sure anyone who's worked with him and had a chance to do this thing you did in the third step, which is why it hits home for me, is this exercise about, we all know what it was like, what happened, what it's like now. I've heard that before. It's this exercise of writing out, in regards to the relationship with myself, what it was like, what happened, what it's like now, and what I would like it to be. And my go-to is, the full drug-a-log, sex-a-log, here's my addiction, I have no problems, pre-inventory. And he's like, no. And we were talking, I was reading the whole thing, and he's looking behind me, and he sees, I have these Lego things, I have a TARDIS model, and all this stuff behind me that is like, what's that? I'm just, talking about all this shit that I love and that, really brings me joy. It's like, where's that? Isn't that about your relationship with yourself? We get so obsessed, as we do, with the negative. Turning our will and our life over to God is not just turning over the crap, right? If my entire life was just the garbage, I would have offed myself a long time ago. There's a lot of positive in there too, and that's what we want to share with our higher power on a daily basis as well. God will guide us through the garbage, through the thick of it. But don't we want to? If you have someone you care about, don't you want to share the good with them as well? My higher power is something that I deeply, deeply care about and connect to, and I want to share every good thing about it. So. I got into writing about, why Star Wars. I'm kind of a Star Wars fan. I've got a giant half of an arm covered in it. Star Wars and Doctor Who and Legos. I literally now have, I'm obsessed with Legos, have Legos set up for me, 2 minutes, for me to work on at work, because there's a massage parlor I used to like to frequent 3 blocks from where I work. And so when that itch comes up, take out of back, like a top line behavior that just, it's something to this return to innocence, that's something so close to me that makes me just feel like, okay, I'm good again. And I mean good, not well again. I mean good again, because I have so often been the bad guy. My ex-wife can, speak up here for an hour and a half on why I'm a bad guy. And many exes can. But I don't have to be the bad guy. I can be good again and well again when I practice the idea of turning my will and my life over to my higher power on a daily basis. So for those new or struggling or whatever, dive in. When I was often called out of just having a toe in the program, jump in the pool, work the steps, and work them hard, right? The big book, we thought we could find an easier, softer way, but we could not. It does not say we could find an easy and soft way. This is hard work. Soul-searching, gut-wrenching type of stuff, because we did some pretty shitty shit out there that made us feel bad. But there is a solution if you work for it. The more you, it works if you work it, the more you work it, the more it works. And it can work for you, but the answer is in the steps and finding a higher power. Jesse, I'm a sex and love addict. Thank you.